Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers have been rock and roll stars for 30 years and have lived to tell about it. Since their beginnings in the early 70s as Mudcrutch in Gainesville, Florida, through hits like American Girl, Breakdown, and Free Fallin', Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers have always personified the sound and the spirit of good, strong American rock and roll.
The first time you hear a new Tom Petty song, it sounds like, you know, a classic song.
That's Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam from a new documentary about Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. It's called Running Down a Dream. The film is directed by Peter Bogdanovich, who, of course, also directed The Last Picture Show, Paper Moon, and Mask. Both Tom Petty and Peter Bogdanovich join us now from our studios in New York. Gentlemen, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's nice to be here.
And I have to ask you, well, different parts of the same question. Mr. Bogdanovich, why Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers? And Mr. Petty, why Peter Bogdanovich, of all the filmmakers you could have worked with?
Who goes first?
Why don't you try it, Mr. Bogdanovich?
Well, I was asked if I would be interested in doing a documentary about Tom and his work, and I didn't know that much about the story until I met with Tom. I mean, of course, I'd heard some of the music, but I didn't know it. And one of the reasons I did it, I was interested in doing it, was because I wanted to learn about it, and I thought that the fact that I was it was a journey of learning, a journey of discovery on my part, was I hoped I could communicate that to the audience.
And Mr. Petty, certainly a distinguished director, but did you ever think for a moment, well, maybe somebody who knew, was a little more firsthand familiar with my music would be better?
No, not at all. I like the idea of Peter doing it because he's always, besides a great filmmaker, he's always been such an excellent biographer. And I loved what he had done with Orson Welles and John Ford and... I didn't want this to go down the behind-the-music rock doc kind of thing. So many rock documentaries are so predictable and not very interesting. And I think our story was a unique one, and I knew he would make an honest film.
We want to play a clip where you took the band out west and seemed to have an ethereal confidence that you could get a record contract.
Our first stop was Playboy Records. In those days, had a big Playboy bunny emblem on the side. And we must have looked pretty funny, I mean, just having driven 3,000 miles. And he brings us in the office. Look, guys, it's not done this way. You just don't walk in. And we said, well, we're here, and there's a tape deck, and why don't you put it on and listen, you know?
What gave you that confidence?
Well, there were so many record companies on that one street, I figured that if I went to all of them, I certainly would get a deal by the end of the road. We'd had great success in our region without a record, and, you know, down south, and... We just felt that we had a great demo tape. We felt and we just knew that somebody was gonna hear it and respond to it.
I saw you walking down the street with him. You know I almost could die.
We had a lot of rejection, of course, but we did after a few days have two or three people that wanted to sign us, two or three companies.
Hey, Mr. Bogdanovich, what do you think you've learned as a filmmaker through working this way and taking this on?
First of all, I learned a lot about Tom and the band, and I became a groupie, frankly. I just loved the music and enjoyed the process.
The first time Peter came to a rehearsal, he was standing about 15 feet away from the band, and we kicked in, and I saw his hair stand straight up. And he said, my God, I don't think I've ever been that close to a band before, you know.
It was extraordinary to go on a concert on the tour, and I would sit on the stage in the darkness all the way to the side, and I really liked being on the stage and seeing it from that angle. Also, we had a camera nearby, and I would watch Tom, and he'd lift his hands over his arms over his head, and he'd clap his hands, and I'd look, just pan my eyes over to the right, and there's 80,000 people doing exactly the same thing. I thought, I'm in the wrong business.
Yeah, and now see he can't leave rock and roll. It's really it's hard for him, you know.
Yeah,
we made him a rock and roller.
Yeah, it's true. But I wouldn't. I'm not going to do another one like this.
No,
one of a kind.
Could kill you doing another one like this.
I couldn't do it.
I want to play a clip, if we could. Stevie Nicks making a confession for the historical record.
I think I started to become aware of Tom Petty around 1977. 1978, big fan of Tom Petty. If Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers had said, leave Fleetwood Mac and come and join us, I would probably have joined Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
What would you have done if you'd known that, Mr. Petty?
Oh, I think I did know it. She confided that in... on several occasions, and I just always told her, well, we just don't have any girls in the group, Stevie. It's kind of it's a men's club, you know.
Is it even a little daunting to kind of see your personal and professional life up there on screen and think, gee, this is what I stand for. This is more than a generation.
Well, it is daunting, yeah, and I'm just, I don't know, I feel pretty blessed really right now when I see it that, you know, most of us made it through that maze that is, you know, growing up in rock and roll. And I think that we've matured in a way that we're maybe better now, you know, maybe better musicians and enjoying our craft more than we ever have. So I'm very lucky.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Peter
Bogdanovich and Tom Petty talking about the new film about Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. It's called Running Down a Dream. By the way, Running Down a Dream can currently be seen on the Sundance Channel and in a few theaters across the country. And you can hear more interviews with Tom Petty. Tap into all kinds of music at npr.org/music. And while you're at it, why not sign up for our podcast? It's called At Your Leisure. And this is Weekend Edition, directed by Sarah Beyer. Won't Back Down, Kelly, and our own heartbreakers, Darcy Bacon, Elaine Heinzman, Justine Kennan, Bridget McCarthy, Janae Williams, Thomas Pierce, Bilal Qureshi, and Fiona Zublin. Our technical director is Burke Hunn, so ably assisted by Greg Gavin, Chris Nelson, Ted Mebane, and Lamar Nickens. Lamar Nickens. Special thanks this week to the crew at KERA in Dallas. Our librarians, Akeem Oleski and Mary Glendenning. Our senior editor is Tony Marcano. The senior producer of Weekend Edition Saturday is Peter Breslow. I'm Scott Simon.